This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I wanted to share with you an observation concerning the dhikr and dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us believers to say when we are experiencing moments of calamity and difficulty and hardship. Whether this calamity is related to finance or a person's health or a person's emotional state, whatever the calamity is that you are experiencing, there are dua and adhkar that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us to say in abundance during these difficult moments. But I want you to pay attention that almost all of these dua and adhkar have one phrase in common. Pay attention, I'll give you examples, and then I want to make a very important commentary at the end. Listen. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Asma bint Umays that if you were to go through a calamity, a very terrible hardship, a calamity, that you say, Allah, Allah, Rabbi la ushriku bihi shay'a. Notice, this dhikr began with tawheed, Allah, Allah. That means you are my Lord. I accept you as being my Lord. Another example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the dua of the one who experiences calamity is the dua of the noon of Yunus alayhi salam when he was stuck in the belly of the whale, which is La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Notice, this dhikr began with La ilaha illa ant. It began with tawheed. Another example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that da'watul makroob, the dua of the person who is experiencing intense calamity and difficulty of depression, of anxiety, whatever it is, that he say, Ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith aslih li sha'ni kullahu, la ilaha illa ant. Once again, there is the word la ilaha illa ant, there is tawheed in it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also teaches that the dhikr and the dua of the one who is experiencing calamity, he taught the companions to say in abundance, La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-haleem. La ilaha illallahu rabbul arsh al-azim. La ilaha illallah rabbul samawati wa rabbul ardi wa rabbul arsh al-kareem. Once again, this dua during calamity has a lot of tawheed in it. There is La ilaha illallah in it. Another one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches the companions, anyone who experiences depression or anxiety, which is a hardship and a difficulty, that he say, Allahumma inni abduka wabnu abdika wabnu amatik. And the dua is long. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah would remove his calamity, his worry and anxiety, and replace it with happiness. But once again, this dhikr began with tawheed. Allahumma inni abduk. I am your slave, meaning I acknowledge you are my Lord. Therefore, the point here, my brothers and sisters, is that the majority, if not all, of the dua and dhikr that we're supposed to say in abundance during calamities and hardships, they have the words of tawheed in them. They have La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And what do we learn from this? We learn from this that when a person experiences a calamity, his heart is unstable. His heart is very emotional. It's shaking and it's trembling. And this heart was created for La ilaha illallah. It was created to embrace at-tawheed, to embrace the oneness of Allah. So when the heart says La ilaha illallah during calamities and hardships, during the moments it's shaking and it's unstable, when you're repeating La ilaha illallah in abundance, during moments of calamity, the heart was created for this word. Therefore, if it's doing its job, it begins to settle. It settles. It calms down. And there is an overwhelming sense of tranquility and peace that is brought to the heart. Even though you're experiencing your calamity, but you'll be able to experience this calamity with peace and tranquility. Therefore, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest phrase a person can utter during a calamity is the word of a tawheed, la ilaha illallah. And you utter this in the many forms that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And that brings your heart to its purpose. As a result, once your heart finds purpose, it'll rest, it'll be at peace, and it'll become tranquil. And therefore, you experience the calamity with ease, and you pass, and you earn huge reward. And a person is elevated ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah azza wa jal to instill the correct tawheed within us. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease our calamities and to remove them and to reward us and to accept from us. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayhi. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.